this bulletin. Australia set to surpass a total of 25,000 cases of COVID-19. German doctors say tests indicate Alexei Navalny was most likely poisoned. And in the AFL, Collingwood's finals hopes receive a boost. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Australia is on track to surpass a total of 25,000 cases of COVID-19. Coronavirus transmission rates in Victoria have fallen to its lowest point since June, and the seven-day average for new cases has dropped below 200 for the first time in over a month. Despite that promising trend, the death toll continues to rise each day, with the national total now sitting at 517. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has offered a message of hope and confidence.
COVID-19, a highly contagious, relentless virus, unlike anything we have seen, has taken a terrible toll. Despite our many challenges, especially in Victoria, we can take heart from the unswerving commitment of so many Australians from all walks of life, waging this daily war to suppress and ultimately defeat this virus. We lift our heads and we get back at it. We have turned the corner once again. We have also proven our strength and we are staring down this challenge. We will see better days ahead.
Three senior archbishops have raised concerns about the ethics of a vaccine being developed using a cell line cultured from an electively aborted human fetus. The Sydney clerics, including Greek, Catholic and Anglican archbishops, have written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to ask whether people would be under pressure to receive the vaccine. But health experts, including Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth, say any COVID-19 vaccine will have the highest ethical standards and regulations in place as part of the process.
There are strong ethical regulations surrounding the use of any human cell. And this is a very professional, highly powered research unit. There are no plans to do anything other than our standard process with assessing the safety and efficacy of a vaccine. If there is any adjustment at all to that process, it'll be clearly communicated the reasons why.
They will be taking the highest ethical standards possible.
Overseas, and Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny remains under protective guard in a German hospital following a suspected poisoning. German doctors say medical examinations indicate that Mr. Navalny, who's being treated in Berlin after collapsing on a Russian plane last week, has most likely been poisoned. Russian doctors deny allegations they coordinated with security services when treating the 44-year-old before he was medevaced to Germany. A Kremlin spokesman says Russian President Vladimir Putin wasn't behind an alleged tailing of Mr. Navalny shortly before he fell ill. The Republican Party in the United States has formally nominated President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. Just over 300 delegates participated in the roll call vote at the Republican National Convention due to coronavirus restrictions. Polls indicate that just 23% of the US public think the country is heading in the right direction, while 75% think it's on the wrong path. Mr. Trump says he wants to restore the economy to its positive state before COVID-19.
We have to win. This is the most important election in the history of our country. Our country is counting on it. This is the biggest. This is it. Our country can go in a horrible, horrible direction or in an even greater direction. And before the plague came in from China, that's where we were going.
In the AFL, Collingwood has given its finals hopes a significant boost with a 30-point win over North Melbourne. The 10-5-65 to 5-5-35 victory moves the Magpies into seventh position on the ladder. The Kangaroos, meanwhile, are wallowing in second last with just one win from their last 11 games. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 21, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 16, a shower or two in Melbourne and 13, partly cloudy in Hobart, also 13, similar conditions in Canberra and 12, also partly cloudy in Wollongong and 15, much the same in Sydney, 16, partly cloudy as well in Newcastle and 17, sunny in Brisbane, 22, Partly cloudy in Cairns, 27, and sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.